You're listening to the Hour of the Sun. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper. Let's go to Phoenix for the Metal Report. Good evening, Gene.
How you doing, Pooh? Pooh and Bill.
Pooh?
Hey, Pooh.
You remember Gene, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi to Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Pooh. How you doing?
Bye.
Enjoying the hot summer?
Yes.
Is it hot up there?
No.
Hot down here.
I know it is.
Yeah. Well, before I give you the actual metal prizes, I want to read you a little paragraph out of the Dow Theory letter that just came out today. And just a little bit of a discussion of what's going on in the stock market. It says the best stock in the world can become flagrantly overvalued, and the same great stock can become drastically undervalued. It all depends on the psychological or the psychology of the times. In a bull market, investors become confident. Then they become overconfident, and then finally they become ecstatic. That's when they take the price-dividend ratio to the above 30 level. Recently, for the first time in history, enthusiastic buyers have been willing to pay $40 for every dollar of Dow dividends. Consider this comparison. In 1932, dividends on the Dow were $4.62. At the 1932 low, the Dow sold for 41.22. This meant that the Dow was selling for less than 9 times its dividends. That was a super bargain time for the stock market. It represented an incredible extreme in pessimism. Could it happen again? Ever? Who knows? But remember this. 3 years previous, the same stock market was surging into never-never land at the fabled 1929 high. Old-timers, and I'm one of them, have had a hard time loving this 1995 situation. A major reason for our reluctance is the micro yields on the leading stock averages. Buying or even holding stocks when the Dow yield is below 3% has in the past been a bit dicey. But when the Dow yield is down to 2.47%, where it has been for the past few weeks, or has been a few weeks ago, the situation moves beyond dicey. It becomes a battle against historic probabilities. He goes on to say that, he says, I want to belabor the yield concept, but my friends at Growth Fund Guide have just published a study on S&P yields that deserves attention. Growth Fund Guide notes that since 1882, there have been 6 instances in which the S&P sold for more than 30 times dividends. Each of these yield extremes were associated with a market decline of more than 20%, and then they give an address where you can get some information on that. Just kind of let you know where all that wonderful money is headed to that you're pouring into the stock market to the tune of about $15 billion a month. It's a lot of money to go down the tube. Anyhow, gold had a high today of $390.20 and a low of $388.30 to close at $390.70. The market was unchanged. Silver had a high of $5.36, a low of $5.31 to close at $5.32, down 3 cents. Platinum had a high of $4.43, a low of $4.38.30 to close at $4.43.40, up 40 cents. And the Dow had a high of $45.92.70 and a low of $45.50.20. to close at 45.51.20, down 34.60. And that's what's going on in the markets. There is some incredible buys out there right now in both both bullion and in numismatics. We have a new newsletter, just came out, and you want to give us a call on that, get a copy of that. If you haven't heard from your broker, call him up and request a copy of that new newsletter. Our number, you should know it, 1-800-289-2646.
Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next Monday night. Oh, well, maybe we won't see you next Monday night. That's the holidays, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Ain't nobody going to be here.
Okay.
That's our anniversary. So we're going to be somewhere. I don't know where. And
we'll have a happy 4th of July.
Well, we shall. You too.
All right, buddy.
Don't forget, folks, call 1-800-289-2646. Ask for the newsletter. Tell them that you're an avid listener to the Hour of the Time, and you'll be treated very special. Ask how you can get your hands on some real money. Are you getting sleepy, Pooh?
No.
I saw you yawning over there. What does that mean?
That means I'm sleepy.
I thought so. How would you like to start us off tonight?
No.
No? You don't want to start us off?
No.
Oh, okay. Go for it. You're a comedian, aren't you? What are you going to be when you grow up? Do you know yet?
It's an artist.
Oh, an artist. Well, you are a pretty good artist. Why don't you start us off?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic on which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting next to me, my co-host for the night, Pooh. And everybody's always calling and asking about Pooh, and on her birthday, she got cards from an awful lot of you, and a couple of nice gifts. And everybody's always interested in Pooh, so I thought it'd be a nice night for Pooh to be on the broadcast with me and take your calls. So if you'd like to talk to Pooh, call. Now, I'm not going to answer anything. So don't call to talk to me. This is the night that you all can fulfill all the requests that you've made to be able to communicate somehow with Pooh. Now, those of you who've been here for both conferences last year and this year, you know Pooh. Your children have played with her, and you've talked with her. And is that right, Pooh?
Yes.
How did you like the last conference?
Well, it was good.
Did you meet a lot of new people?
Yeah.
Who do you remember the most?
What was her name?
What was her name?
I can't remember.
Anna. Where's Anna from? Do you remember that?
I can't remember.
From Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I can't remember anything.
You remember Sheldon?
Yeah.
Do you remember Don?
Who's that?
Huh?
She's Don.
Oh, you don't remember him, huh? Okay. The number, folks, is 520-337-2922. Now, we've gotten a lot of letters. People wanted to know if they could talk to Pooh. So here she is. This is your chance if you want to talk to her. And if you don't, please don't call. The number again is 520-337-2922. Pooh is probably a lot more famous than I ever will be. And maybe rightly so. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Michelle from Oklahoma.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk to Pooh.
Well, good.
Is she on the air now?
Yes.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
Bless your heart, sweetheart. Listen, I know Anna would love to talk to you, but you know what?
What?
It's 11 o'clock at night out here, and she's totally sound asleep. I'll have to play the tape for her tomorrow, but she misses you very much and talks about you all the time. Did you get the pictures that we sent?
Which pictures?
Well, your dad will know about them. I sent a box of things that arrived, probably last Friday, I guess.
Yeah, we got them, but this is the first day Pooh's been down to the center, and I haven't fully unpacked the box, but they're there.
Okay, well, Pooh, we sure love you, and we want to come and see you again real soon, honey.
Okay,
you have a sweet sleep tonight and pleasant dreams, all right?
Okay.
God bless you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got a message for Anna, who's going to listen to this tape.
Anna.
Yeah. Do you have a message for Anna?
Yes, I missed her.
Well, that's good. She'll be glad to hear that.
I'll convey the word to her and let her hear the tape.
Well, thank you for calling, Michelle.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 520-337-29. 22 is the number, and tonight is just fulfilling all your requests to be able to talk to Pooh. Here she is, sitting at the mic right next to me. So if you're one of those people who wrote a letter, get on the phone and dial 520-337-2922 is the number. You can ask her whatever you want. She's a pretty truthful and honest little girl, and she's pretty intelligent for 5 years old. And so she'll be happy to answer your questions and talk to you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's me, John, from the conference.
Hi, John.
I just wanted to say hi to Pooh.
Hi.
Hi, Pooh.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, except for I have chicken pox.
Do you remember John?
No, I can't.
You don't remember John? You played with him all day.
Remember? We played with the bubble tape thing.
And you played hockey on the floor? You kicked the hockey puck back and forth?
Remember, you were the winner. You had the 2 points.
I remember that now.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a short attention span. Thanks for calling, John.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Number is 520-337-2922 is the number. If you're one of the people that called or wrote and wanted to have Pooh on the program more time so that she could answer your calls, this is your chance. If you're one of those who wrote or called, dial the number, 520-337-2922. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Pooh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I've always enjoyed listening to you sing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the future of the United States is going to be?
I don't know.
It's a big question. Do you look forward to the future? And, you know, are you happy that your father puts a lot of work into the things that he does?
Yes.
He's a good man.
Yes, he is.
You must be very proud of him.
Oh, you're getting a giggle response now. Remember today when we talked about liberty and freedom?
Mm-hmm.
What was the important thing?
I can't remember.
Oh, you can't, huh?
I can't remember.
Well, you don't want to grow up without liberty and freedom, do you?
You're a very special person, and that's what's important in the future, to be an important individual. Because you're a special person, right?
Yes.
That's right. And nobody can change that. And always remember that.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Be a good girl.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night, Bill.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
520-337-2922 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Pooh?
Hi.
Hi. My name's Bob. Pooh, how did you enjoy your vacation?
I enjoyed my vacation a lot.
Okay, what was the most fun thing that you did?
Well, where did we go, honey?
You don't remember where we went? Okay. What did you like most about the vacation?
Well, did we go in Disneyland?
No, that was when Poppy went to speak in California.
Oh.
Remember the waterfalls?
Oh, yes. I went to Yosemite Park.
Okay. Pooh, I would like to ask you something. Yes. When you ask your daddy a question, does your daddy take the time to answer the question for you?
Do you, honey?
No, he asked you. When you ask me a question, do I take the time to answer it for you?
Yes.
Do you ask your daddy a whole lot of questions, or do you only ask him a few questions?
No.
You ask him a whole lot of questions?
Yes.
And he answers them for you?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Let me tell you, Pooh, when I was a little boy, I was your age, 5 years old, I had a man who was with me. He was my best friend. And you know about little boys, I guess they're like little girls. I had a whole lot of questions. And I would always ask this man. He used to work on a railroad. And he knew a whole lot about trains. Do you like trains?
Yes.
Okay. And I would ask this man all kinds of questions about trains. And he would always take the time to answer them for me. And to this day, I'm much older than you, Pooh, but that stands in my memory. And he was the greatest friend I ever had, a big grown-up person who would take the time to answer my questions. And so you are very fortunate, Pooh, that you have a daddy who takes the time to answer your questions. I knew it would be that way, but I just wanted to hear you say it. You're a very lucky girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are we friends?
Yes.
What do we say?
Pal.
That's right. Pals forever.
Pals to you.
Yep, we're friends, folks. And we do a lot of talking and a lot of playing and a lot of teaching and a lot of learning. Right, Pooh?
Yes. And it takes me to your free school today.
Yeah, took you down so you could play with some other kids. One of the problems we have is Pooh doesn't get to mix with other children too often. So they have a daycare center here, and today we took her down. I didn't take her. Her mother took her down just so she could play with some other kids for a while. The number is 520-337-2922. If you'd like to call and talk to Pooh, now is your chance. Don't pass it up, because she may not be back on in this capacity for a while, because I got a lot of things to tell you when it's my turn. So at 520-337-2922 is the number. Pooh is here as the co-host tonight, and she'll be happy to take your call. If you're one of the people who wrote or called requesting that you have some airtime to call in and talk to Pooh, here she is. So, do you remember in California, what did we do on the first day when we were up at Maricopa by the stream? Do you remember that?
You mean the rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody was coming by and they got all wet.
That's for sure. They were river rafting, weren't they?
Yes.
And that was white water, huh?
Yeah. We were driving along and we saw all these washes.
Boy, what, the water was really high, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And big rocks, and when the water went over the big rocks, there was an awful lot of white water. Now, do you remember when we went down behind the little valley inn, and we played in the water, and we panned for gold? Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Did you find any?
Well, yes, I think so.
What did you find?
I think I found gold.
You did. It wasn't a whole lot, but you did find some. Was that fun?
Yeah. I wish we went there again.
Me too, because that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I went to play with those dogs again with Frisbee.
Oh, yeah. There were three dogs, and they really, really made friends with you, didn't they?
Yeah, she said that there was a mama and a papa and a baby.
Uh-huh. And what did you guys do?
Who, me and Mommy?
No, you and the dogs.
Oh, we were playing Frisbee.
And they were pretty good at it, huh?
Yeah. And the other dog, he took the Frisbee away to the
creek?
Yeah.
And they put it in the water, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
I would like to talk to Pooh.
Well, she's right here. Go ahead.
Hi.
Did you say you're from Lake Tahoe?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, we went through there. We spent the night there. Remember that, Pooh?
Yes, I think I remember that.
That's when we went through the snowstorm.
Whoa.
Yeah, I remember that now.
What was your name again, dear?
Holly.
Alice?
Holly.
Holly.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got it.
My dad listens to you all the time.
Well, that's just wonderful. You listen to Pooh, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can barely hear you. If you could talk a little louder right into the telephone, I'm sure Pooh could hear you better. She's having trouble understanding what you're saying.
Well, I don't know about that.
Tell
me
about the snowstorm.
Well, we were driving along and snow came everywhere.
Yeah. We didn't have a snowball fight, but we sure had lots of snow, didn't we?
Yes. We had to go to the bathroom, so we stopped and went to the bathroom.
Well, your mother's going to get you for that. Well, we're glad that you did, Holly.
Okay.
We're very happy that you called.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Pooh.
Bye, Holly.
Bye, Pooh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Pooh.
Goodbye, Holly. Well, post the number, and thank you for calling, Holly. We really, really appreciate that call. You're a very special little girl, too. 520-337-2922 is the number. If you're one of the people that called or wrote and wanted to talk to Pooh, here she is. We didn't really plan to do this tonight, but we've had so many letters. Not so many calls, but an awful lot of letters wanting to know if Pooh could be a guest on the show so that you could call in and talk to her. And so we just did this on the spur of the moment. Good evening. You're on the air.
No.
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I think it's great that you have your daughter up there with you tonight. I think it's a neat thing.
Well, thank you. You want to talk to her?
No, actually, I needed to talk to you for a minute. My name's Dave. I had sent you a fax several months back. I'm from Southwest Florida. I don't know if that rings a bell with you or not.
Dave. We get thousands of letters a week.
I know.
And an equal number of faxes.
Okay.
How could I possibly remember?
Anyways, it got to the point where one of your staff members called me and said, hey, don't call and don't write. We don't want to hear from you.
What was it you were saying?
What I had said was, what had happened was some things were taking place down here. And the only person I had any connection to whatsoever at all was you, and talking to you briefly. And
that doesn't tell me anything.
Okay. I was faxing you information reference executive protection.
Oh, you're the loony. Folks, this guy is out in left field. That's why my staff told him to take a hike. And you can see how loony he is. He couldn't even understand it when I said that we were taking calls for Pooh tonight and that I wouldn't take any calls, and please don't call for me. So anyway, the guy, I'm not going to tell you some of the stuff that he wrote, but he physically threatened my life is one of the things that this clown did. So that'll just let you know. We don't tell somebody to take a hike here, and Bart and Mike or anybody else would never take it on themselves to do that unless it was absolutely necessary. Now I know who you are, and legitimately, you were told to take a hike, and I would advise you to remember it and don't call back, because your faxes were turned over to the county sheriff, and copies were sent to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. As much as we dislike the way that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is acting these days, it is still the big, bad boogeyman for people like you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
You're doing a great job tonight.
Thank you.
You know, I have a little grandson, and he's 5, just like you.
I'm still 5 years old.
Yeah, he's 5 years old, too. He turned 5 in December. December the 20th.
My birthday is May 30th.
May 30th, so you just turned 5. Boy, you sound like your sister's old. Yeah. Do you like to read? I mean, do you like somebody to read to you?
Yes.
That's what my little grandson is. Devin likes the very best. He loves for people to read books to him.
Well, I went to the preschool today, and I blew bubbles when my mom went to pick me up.
Oh, boy, but that was fun.
Yes, it was. I toppled a bubble.
Oh, boy. Will you start to school, or are you going to be homeschooled?
Homeschooled.
Oh, that's better. Your mom must love you an awful lot to homeschool you.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I bet she does. You know, the other night when I turned on the radio and I heard your daddy talking about your vacation.
Uh-huh.
And I could just see the love that your daddy has for you. It was beautiful the way he was talking about you, and that he was watching you when you didn't know he was watching you. He just loves you so much.
How did you know?
I could tell. I could tell the way he was talking. He just had a lot of love in his voice for you. Yeah, I could tell that. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you know Jesus loves you?
Huh?
Jesus loves you.
I know Jesus loves me.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you know that. He loves us, doesn't he?
Yes, he loves everybody.
Yes, he sure does. He's a good God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer, but it was so fun talking to you. I love talking to my little grandson of 7, but I can't talk to him tonight. He's probably in bed already. But it was fun talking to you. You be a good girl.
Okay.
You'll remember that Jesus loves you and your mom and dad love you, too.
I know.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Girl, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this little girl gets a lot of love from her mother and her father and an awful lot of other people, too. And she goes to the daycare center, actually. The teachers down there have instructions from me that they're not to teach her, but to supervise her play. It's a daycare center combined with a preschool, and some of the kids go to the preschool, so they call it a preschool, and she sort of picked that up. But she, when she goes down there, it's not very often, and when she goes, it's to play with children her age, because where we live, there just isn't anybody her age to play with. If you'd like to call, well, wait a minute, we got to do something here. Just hang on 1 minute, Boo, and those of you out there, we'll be back in just a second. Okay, we're back, folks. We got to take a break every middle of the show to turn the tape over. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Oh, Pooh. Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
Pooh, have you noticed how difficult and how hard it is sometimes for adults, for grown-ups to talk to little kids? Have you noticed that? Sometimes it's hard for adults to talk to little kids. You ask your daddy why, he'll tell you. Now, I have a question for you.
What?
We're going to get a new cat next week.
Huh?
And I want you to give the cat a name. Okay, will you do that? It's a boy cat. So I'm going to hang up, and I want you to tell me over the air what you think I should name my new cat. How's that?
You know what I got in my mommy's tummy?
What, honey?
A baby.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to get a baby cat next week. And I'd like you to help me name him. Would you do that for me?
Yes, I will.
Now, what would you name him?
Pooh.
Pooh? Hey, that's a good name. That's fine. That's a good idea. I'll do that. I'll name him Pooh. Okay, Pooh. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, she's a great comedian, folks, and sometimes she says something, she's really being funny and not serious. Also, the reference to the baby when he was talking about naming his cat is because we're having... What is the big problem that we have in our family right now with that baby?
Well, it's moving, right?
Yeah.
And the baby always gets hungry and has to go to the bathroom every time.
That's right. So we have to stop every time we travel with Mommy and... let Mommy go to the bathroom for that baby, huh?
Yeah, and, well, if we go fast, it will scare the baby.
Yeah, and what else about the name?
Is the name...
Well, we're having some problems figuring out a name for that baby, aren't we?
Yeah, how about... Scrum-dum.
There you go, with your comedian act again. Well, folks, 520-337-2922. That's why she referenced the baby when you asked for her to name the cat, because just about 90% of our time right now is spent trying to come up with a name for the baby. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Pooh, this is Dan. I was there last year at the convention. I don't know if you remember me or not. Do you remember back that far?
No, I can't remember you.
Okay, are you playing with my son Jared? Maybe you remember playing with Jared a little bit.
Maybe.
Okay. Guys, what do you think of the new baby now? You want a little brother or a little sister or what?
I don't know if it's a brother or a sister.
Yeah. You have any preferences?
What's preferences?
Which would you like? Is there one you would like more than the other, or?
You mean a brother or a sister?
Yeah.
I like a brother.
Yeah. Well, you may get that. You got 50-50 chance there, so. Okay, I just wanted to call and say hello, let you know we're thinking about you all. We couldn't come down there this year. We had some other stuff we had to do. We may try and get out there later in the year and see you all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, bye.
Happy birthday to you. It's a little bit late, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, Dan. I remember you. And I think Pooh probably would, too, if she saw you. She remembers faces over the long run a lot quicker than names.
You mean Amy?
No, not Amy. Oh. You're thinking of, well, you're thinking of the other Dan, Dan English. Okay, the number is 520-337-2922. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Pooh.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Pooh?
I'm doing fine.
Do you like to sing?
Huh?
Do you like to sing?
Yes.
Would you sing me a song?
Okay.
How about the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children?
I don't know that song.
Could your daddy help you with it?
Well, let's let her do one that she knows.
Okay.
You want to sing a song then?
Yes.
Okay. Which song would you like to sing?
The same both.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fine with me. Thanks a lot, Pooh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sing your song.
Sailing, sailing over the Balti main, for many a stormy wind shall blow, a Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the Balti main, for many a stormy wind shall blow, a Jack comes home again.
Well, thank you. That was pretty good. She's sang a couple of songs on the air here. One night she sang Only You from beginning to end. And that really surprised me. She just learned, and nobody taught her that song. Nobody taught her Sailing, Sailing. She just learns them and comes up with it. And next thing we know, she's singing. So, the number is 520-337-2922. I'm going to take one more call, and I want to read something to you all because I think it's important. 520-337-2922. If you're one of the people who wrote, there were a lot of people who wrote over the last couple of years, or if you're one of the people that have called and wanted a night to talk to Pooh on the phone, here she is. So make your little fingers fit on the little buttons on your phone and dial and talk to her while she's available. Because this probably won't happen again for a while. She likes to help me open the shows, but she doesn't always like to sit here and answer questions, do you?
Honey.
Yes.
Can I go with you every night?
Sure you can.
Honey, I want to call the phone every night, honey.
Oh, we can't do this every night. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Actually, I'd like to speak to you and to your baby.
I need you to put your phone next to your mouth and talk a lot louder right into your phone.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's good. That's better.
I was thinking about the problem of naming your baby.
Uh-huh.
I thought since you have a daughter named Pooh, boy, why not name him Christopher Robin?
Well, I think Pooh thought of that a long time ago, didn't you?
I think so. But maybe it will be a girl or a boy.
That's true. We don't know what it's going to be, do we? But we have to have names ready, don't we?
Yes. How about name the baby T-shirt?
Oh, there you go again. Striving for that comedian.
Honey, give me five.
Oh, you're quite.
We got it.
Actually, I'm heading out there to Arizona very soon here, around July 8th or 9th, and I'd be very interested to meet you two and...
You know, we're having bad trouble with your phone. I don't know what kind of phone you got, but you got a bad line.
That's an old one.
So we're going to have to let you go. Because we can't hear you, and I know if we can't hear you, the listening audience can't hear you. But thank you for calling.
Very nice meeting both of you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks. Now, if you'll just bear with me, I got to read this to people because I think it's important. And I did this Friday night, but I know a lot of people are out on Friday night because that's date night. So a lot of people are listening tonight who were not listening Friday night. This is a work night, and so those of you who aren't on the East Coast are probably still awake listening. Those of you on the East Coast are probably recording this broadcast. This is from the Arlington, Washington Times, June the 7th, 1995. And this was written by Thomas Colton Rutherford of Arlington. I think this is extremely important because this exposes one of the biggest lies of all time. And the lie is that people on the right are Nazis. You see, scales have to measure two opposing values. Now, if all the way on the left is total control of the state in the form of communism, then all the way on the right has to be total absence of control, which is anarchy. Both of these forms of government, or non-government, as the case may be, are terribly bad. They can result in really bad things happening to people. And so, the people who administer the control don't want everyone else to know that. So they try to label their enemies as being what they actually are. The truth is, folks, contained in this letter written by Mr. Rutherford, and I'm going to read it to you right now. I read it on Friday night, and I want you to pay very close attention. During the past several months in the American press, the Democrats have frequently denounced the Republicans as Nazis due to their attempt to control runaway federal spending. How very ironic. I remember the Nazis. Let me share with you a little about them and recall some of their exploits. First of all, Nazi was gutter slang for the verb to nationalize. The Bader-Meinhof gang gave themselves this moniker during their early struggles. The official title of the Nazi Party was, and listen closely to this, folks, the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. Hitler and the Brown Shirts advocated the nationalization of education, health care, transportation, natural resources, manufacturing, distribution, and law enforcement. Hitler came to power by turning the working class unemployed and academic elite against the conservative republic. After Der Führer's election, the Nazi Party ceased being a political conspiracy and was transformed into a fashionable social phenomenon. Party membership was especially popular with educators, bureaucrats, and the press. Being a Nazi was politically correct. They called themselves, and I quote, the children of the new age of world order, end quote, and looked down their noses at everyone else. As Hitler accrued more power, he began referring to his critics as, and I quote, the dark forces of anarchy and hatred, end quote. Anyone who questioned Nazi high-handedness in the German press was branded a conservative reactionary. Joseph Goebbels, the Minister of Communications, proclaimed, quote, a new world order, end quote. The Nazi reign of terror began with false news reports on the radio and in the newspapers. Paramilitary groups of Poles, Jews, Bohemians, and Gypsies were said to be arming themselves to overthrow the New World Order, and Hitler demanded that all good people register their guns so that they wouldn't fall in the hands of terrorists and madmen. right-wing fanatics of the old order who protested firearms registration were arrested by the SS and put in jail for fomenting hatred against the government of the German Republic. Then the Reichstag. The government building was blown up and Hitler ramrodded an emergency anti-terrorist act through Parliament that gave the Gestapo extraordinary powers and transferred the rights of the people into the powers of the presidency. Then the Reichstag government, the leader then declared that for the well-being of the German people, all private firearms were to be confiscated by the Gestapo and the Wehrmacht. That's the federal law enforcement and the military. German citizens who refused to surrender their guns when the jackboots or the Gestapo came calling were murdered in their homes. By the way, the Gestapo was the Federal Marshal Service of the Third Reich. The SWAT team was invented and perfected by the Gestapo to break into the homes of the enemies of the German people. When the Polizei Bewaken, or local police, refused to take away guns from townsfolk, they themselves were disarmed and dragged out into the street and shot to death by the SA and the SS, which is the Nazi version of the BATF and the FBI. When several Lutheran ministers spoke out against these atrocities, they were imprisoned and never seen again. The Gestapo began to confiscate and seize the homes, businesses, bank accounts, and personal belongings of wealthy conservative citizens who had prospered in the old republic. Pamphleteers who urged revolt against the Nazis were shot on sight by national law enforcement and the military. Gypsies and Jews were detained and sent to labor camps. Mountain roads throughout Central Europe were closed to prevent escape of fugitives into the wilderness and to prevent movement and concealment of partisan resistance fighters. Public schools rewrote history, and Hitler youth groups taught children to report their parents to their teachers for anti-Nazi remarks. Such parents disappeared. Pagan animism became the state religion of the Third Reich, and Christians were widely condemned as right-wing fanatics. Millions of books were burned first, and then people, millions of them, burned in huge ovens after they were first gassed to death. Unmarried women were paid large sums of money to have babies out of wedlock and then given medals for it. Evil was declared as being good, and good was condemned as being evil. World order was coming, and the German people were going to be the peacekeepers. Yes, indeed. I remember the Nazis, and they weren't Republicans. They were socialists, and they were monsters. Signed, Thomas Colton Rutherford Arlington. Also, folks, it is amazing to me how people fall into these deceptions of believing these things. If you're on the right, you want less government, less control, less interference, more freedom for everyone. The farther you go to the right, the less control you want, until finally you get to a position where there is no control, and that is a terrible state to be in. And the opposite is true as you go toward the left. As you go toward the left and government gets bigger and the people become more and more dependent upon government, you have more and more control of the people, less and less individual rights or responsibilities, more and more privileges, which can be given or taken away at will by the state, until you reach the final point at the far end of the left side of the scale, which is communism, where everything, including people, is owned and controlled by the state, including whether or not you are allowed to be born, how long you're allowed to live, where you work, how long you work, what you do, how much you make, if you make anything. And if you don't believe that, get your head out of that hole in the ground, look around, and figure it out for yourself. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Pooh.
Pooh, where are you? There's somebody here that wants to talk to you. I think Pooh took a break. Here she comes. There's somebody here, Pooh. Now she's putting on her headphones. Here's the Quinn. There you go.
Hi, Pooh.
Hi.
I have a little sister about your age.
Huh?
I have a little sister about your age.
She's 5 years. Is she five?
She's six.
Oh.
I live about 4 hours away from you.
That's very close. 5 hours is where is 5 hours?
Why didn't you talk in the microphone?
Oh. She wants you to talk a little louder so she can hear you.
Okay. You know that little girl you were playing with at the conference?
You mean Anna?
Maria.
Huh?
Maria?
Anna.
Well, anyway, Maria is my cousin.
She is?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Anna is your cousin?
Maria.
Maria?
Maria, Michael, and Renzi.
At the conference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, you remember the little baby?
Oh, I remember that now.
Oh, okay. She was trying to remember a bigger child.
Oh. I have a lot of kitties here at my house.
What did you say?
I have a lot of kitties at my house.
Yes.
Oh. Do you have a whole bunch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
I live by a river, too.
You live by a river?
Mm-hmm.
You know what my dog is? You know what my dog's name is?
What is it?
Sugar Bear. He's still 4, but I'm 5. I just turned into 5.
I have a cat, and her name is Comet.
It's a her?
Mm-hmm.
What is her name again?
Comet.
Comet?
Uh-huh.
You know what my dog does? He runs away because we let him go.
He did?
Yeah.
She's trying to tell you that since we don't keep him chained up, sometimes he disappears for hours at a time, and we don't know where he goes. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, it's about that time. Not quite yet. But I'd like for somebody, well, let's see who's on the line here. I thought I saw this thing light up. There we go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
How are you?
Fine. My name is William, calling from Indianapolis, Indiana. How are you tonight, Pooh?
I'm fine.
Do you know, in Indianapolis, you said your birthday was May 30th. In Indianapolis, Indiana, do you know what they do on May 30th?
What?
They run the Indianapolis 500.
Oh.
Greatest spectacle in sports.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched it before on TV?
Huh?
Have you ever watched it on TV before?
No.
No, okay.
But she has a model race car that races in the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, neat. Well, just to let you know, that takes place on your birthday. Mr. Cooper, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
I am interested in finding out how I could get a copy of your book. Do you have an outlet where I could receive that?
Just send us $30 and we'll fire one right off to you. It's postpaid.
Fantastic.
The price of the book is $25 and... there's $5 postage and handling fee because we send them insured by UPS.
Right.
When we use the mail, they tended to disappear.
Yeah. Okay, I wonder why that happens. Okay, well, listen. Boo,
I wouldn't read too much into it. The post office is a lot of good people work there, but some of these people are not too interested in their job. They're more interested in sticking it out until they retire.
I see that in a lot of facets of society today pertaining to large corporations.
Actually, it's not society. It's called socialism.
Yeah, I stand. Okay, well, Mr. Cooper, it was nice talking to you. And Pooh, you're doing a good job tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, and I'm not trying to insult anybody out there, but when big government creates jobs and gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more controlling and more controlling, that's socialism, especially when there's not a lot of accountability and it's almost impossible to fire anybody. That's make work so that people can have jobs, so that they can be dependent on government, so that the government can control them and the rest of us. The people here in St. John's do a wonderful job at the post office. If it wasn't for them, I'll tell you, you probably would never get your copy of Veritas. And there are good people who work for the post office department all across this country. But there are an awful lot of people in the post office department who aren't worth who aren't worth beans, to tell you the truth. And every once in a while you read about them. Good evening. You're on the air.
This isn't exactly for Pooh, but it's about Pooh. I was been going to ask a few questions about how you get her in a daycare without all the various numbers and shots and that sort of thing. And it would be interesting for me for you to have a program regarding...
I need you to put your mouth in front of the phone and talk real loud.
Oh, okay. I was curious about...
What kind of phone have you got?
A phone.
Well, try again.
Okay.
You're not coming through.
Bye.
Well, I guess you didn't want to try again. Folks, for the answer to those questions, you have to ask your state, city, county government. Here, they're not as oppressive as they are elsewhere. It's very simple. We take her down, we sign her in, and when they send the bill, we pay it. That's all there is to it. No big mystery, and there aren't a whole bunch of requirements, and she doesn't have to have a Social Security number and all of that other crap.
Honey.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me call tonight.
Well, you're welcome. I want to thank you for being my co-host tonight.
Thank you.
And good night, folks. And God bless you all.